The Oklahoman is launching a new daily podcast during the coronavirus crisis, which will examine the many different ways the virus is impacting our state. I'm Dave Morris. In today's episode, we examine how schools are working to provide services to their students, how a popular meal service program is serving older Oklahomans, and how COVID-19 is affecting the aerospace industry. But first, State Schools Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister announced Monday she would recommend a continuous learning plan for public schools to finish the school year without in-person instruction. Extracurricular activities would not take place at school either. Under the continuous learning plan, all school districts would be expected to provide distance learning for the remainder of the semester beginning April 6th. Hoffmeister said school districts have already begun planning alternative methods for teaching, and their top priority should be ensuring that high school seniors stay on track to graduate this year. Hoffmeister said the new approach is far from ideal, but necessary. She will present her plan to the Oklahoma State Board of Education during its meeting, 9 a.m. Thursday. Board members will meet virtually. Many students rely on the services provided by schools on a daily basis, including meal service. Oklahoma public schools received permission from the U.S. Department of Education to continue serving meals during the closure. Families in the Oklahoma City Public School District traveled to Rockwood Elementary and other locations to pick up their children's meals.
Our menu consists of cereal some days. They may have yogurt, a cheese stick, and then our lunches that will be in the bag will either be a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, a turkey and cheese sandwich, or a ham and cheese sandwich. There'll be a fruit in each of the baskets, juice, and then they'll get their choice of milk, whether that's white, chocolate, or strawberry.
Director of School Nutrition for the district, Shauna Hall, said on an average day, the district serves around 50,000 meals.
We have breakfast, lunch, supper, and we have snack, and then we have a fresh fruit and vegetable program. Now, we want our numbers, obviously, for as many students to come and eat as they can. We would love to get 50,000 meals a day. However, we know with school out, sometimes that doesn't necessarily happen, but we're prepared to feed our students.
Meal service pickup schedules for Oklahoma City Public Schools can be found on the district's website, okcps.org. Metro meal programs for homebound adults are also changing the way they serve their clients during the COVID-19 crisis. Many of the volunteers for the Edmond Mobile Meals program are older retirees. But as Faith editor Carla Hinton explains, in some cases, retirees are taking a step back and a younger generation is stepping up to help fill in the gap.
It was real interesting to see some of the changes that are taking place in the meal programs for homebound older adults. I talked to a few leaders of some of those meal programs, and they said beginning this week, the meal programs that offered daily meals or delivered daily meals to older adults, older homebound adults, they were going to a 2-day-a-week model, simply because they thought it would be easier for the volunteers, some of whom are possibly in at risk or in that category that's more at risk to contract the coronavirus, or also maybe this would help prevent the transmission or the spread of the coronavirus to the people who actually get the meals delivered to them. So it's kind of a twofold thing, and they're trying to be proactive on this and do things that are going to be helpful to everybody concerned. And Christy Twinner with the Edmond Meals on Wheels told me that this was something that's being done all over the country by any program affiliated with Meals on Wheels America. And of course, Edmond Meals on Wheels, she's the executive director there. They are affiliated with Meals on Wheels America. I also spoke to Chris Lambert. He's the director of Ending Hunger OKC. That's the organization run by St. Luke's United Methodist Church. And they have Meals on Wheels Oklahoma City, formerly known as Mobile Meals of Oklahoma County. But Chris Lambert said that he thought that they were doing very well. He didn't say necessarily that they needed volunteers, but he did say that in the last couple of weeks with this new, with, you know, maybe more homebound, more elderly people being homebound, he said that they have signed up more older adults for Meals on Wheels Oklahoma City. But for this particular population, these meals are very important to them. Another thing that I thought was real interesting, Christy Twinner said that for some of those volunteers that go out to Edmund Mills on Wheels client. She said, they are the only contact that some of those older adults have every day. And so she said, what they're going to do is they're going to have those particular volunteers, while they won't be going every day to deliver meals, they are going to be calling these senior adults just to check on them. And they'll find out if they need resources and, you know, just making sure that they're okay and making sure that they're still a friendly person who is concerned about their welfare. And it's kind of good to know that some of these meal programs are making adjustments, but in all the right ways.
In other news, our Nolan Clay reports, the Oklahoma Health Department employees were being told still to report to work, while that agency was advising the rest of the state to stay at home to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Health Commissioner Gary Cox said the event was going to be an all-hands-on-deck situation.
We may ask you to do some different jobs, to perhaps work some longer hours, and to really dig in and help in this emergency situation. We do have community spread, evidence of community spread in Oklahoma, and so we're taking this very seriously. We're not overreacting, but we do want to be prepared in being able to respond to this situation.
The Oklahoman's Nolan Clay reports the directive came after the state's chief operating officer, John Budd, told all state agency directors on March 15th to move all employees you can to full-time telework status. The Oklahoma Public Employees Association contacted health officials last week after being sent the video and hearing from upset employees. By Friday afternoon, the commissioner had changed his position. The health department's deputy chief of staff, Kay Hoolan, told employees in an email on Friday, on behalf of Commissioner Cox, we want to encourage those with the ability to telework to do so as soon as conveniently possible. As the coronavirus pandemic places incredible stress on the world's aviation and aerospace industry, it has also grounded a major annual effort to recruit companies in that sector to Oklahoma. Dale Denwald explains.
Oklahoma's aerospace industry is one of the largest and fastest growing sectors in the state, and to help that, officials each year go to a major international air show to recruit business back here to Oklahoma. The Paris Air Show and the Farnborough Air Show near London are held on alternating years, and this year was scheduled to be in Farnborough in July. Officials at Farnborough decided to cancel the event because of the pandemic, so that means no one's going. This is a pretty big hit to the state's momentum in making sure that we're visible to all of these aerospace and aviation and defense companies that go there and exhibit and go there and meet economic development officials from really all over the world. And this is going to be a big hit to our momentum in making sure that they know who we are and we know who they are. I spoke with Rick Nagel. He is the managing partner of Acorn Growth Companies here in Oklahoma City. He often attends these air shows, and he was planning on going to Farnborough this year. He said that the cancellation of Farnborough really is a twofer on the industry. This is because we've had manufacturing slowdowns here in the United States with all the issues at Boeing, and with the coronavirus pandemic spreading across the world, the aviation industry is really struggling because fewer and fewer people are flying. And so we already have a struggling aerospace and aviation industry really across the world, and the cancellation of the event certainly won't do it any favors.
At Farnborough and its sister air show in Paris, Oklahoma has secured several wins in previous years for aerospace and defense contractors looking to do business around the world. According to industry insiders, the fact that the event was canceled for everyone, and not just Oklahoma, is a silver lining. Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can find daily updates on Oklahoman.com for the latest news and information concerning the coronavirus. You can also subscribe to The Oklahoman and the digital efforts at Oklahoman.com/subscribe. I'm Dave Morris.